I don't know how this next story escaped my attention, but it did, because the deadline for public comment on it was yesterday, the 11th of May, and it was only, I think, yesterday in Business Day that I first became aware that there was this thing. And this thing is a proposal by the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, ICASA, to link biometric data to SIM cards. To tell us more, Jan Vermeulen, editor of My Broadband, on the line from Centurion. Jan, what is the goal of this? Why do they think it is a good idea?
Good afternoon, John. Yeah, the bottom line is, ICASA's goal here is to address the issue of SIM swap fraud in South Africa. And so they are hoping that by requiring us end users to produce, you know, some kind of biometrics, a fingerprint, a face, a voice, before our SIMs may be swapped, will help address the scourge. So that's the basic idea here.
And is it a good idea? Because I understand some of the sort of more tech-centric people feel it's an invasion of privacy and unnecessary, and the same goal could be achieved by other less invasive means.
Yes. So, you could probably achieve the same goal through different mechanisms. It's not a great idea for a couple of reasons. Let me put it this way: it's a fine idea for this specific purpose. If we are going to assume that SIM swap fraud is going to remain a huge problem, but otherwise you are placing an onerous condition on the mobile network operators. You are making it difficult for end users to swap between mobile network operators easily, depending on how the system is implemented, obviously. If they go with facial recognition, then maybe there's a way to do that digitally and quickly. But if you require, you know, fingerprint, palm scans, iris scans, anything like that, then you have to go into a physical branch of some sort to do the scan, because not all phones have that functionality. Even, you know, iPhones don't have fingerprint scanners, the top of the range ones. They've got face scanners. In that way, it's not a good idea because of the extra red tape that it creates. So there's the feedback from security professionals who say that biometrics are not a good password because it's not a password you can change. And fingerprints in particular, well, fingerprints, your face, fingerprints is something you leave behind everywhere you go. It's actually a pretty bad password in that respect. But if you pair biometrics with something else, then it's a good mechanism. And so it can be good for this purpose, except for what I've just described, the fact that it's SIM swap fraud might not be a problem forever, and now you've got this.
But it will be a problem. It will be a problem forever unless you take better measures to stop it. And if you say don't do this, then surely you've got to come up with something better, something more focused, something more likely to be successful in preventing SIM swaps.
So part of the reason SIM swap fraud remains a popular thing amongst criminals is because it is useful for getting at people's online banking accounts.
Yeah.
Now, banks are moving away from SMS one-time PINs and more towards app-based banking and that sort of thing. So if the SMS OTP goes away, if that goes extinct, then SIM swap fraud becomes less attractive. And if we move away from SMS OTP and more towards things like two-factor authentication apps, apps like Google Authenticator, Authy, that sort of thing, an app that generates a random code on your phone for those who haven't dealt with it before. If we move to that system and away from SMS OTP, then SIM swap fraud becomes far less attractive. Then it's only really useful as a way for people to try and hijack numbers to execute some kind of like WhatsApp-based attack, you know? So they take control of your phone number, and then they message all your contacts and say, please lend me money, that sort of thing, which isn't nearly as lucrative as getting into people's bank accounts. So, there are potentially better ways to deal with SIM swap fraud. But nothing quite as easy as biometrics, right? So if you ask people to remember an extra password or introduce some other mechanism to deal with this, that's now an extra password or a PIN that you have to remember. Whereas a fingerprint or a facial scan is something that we can do easily without having to now record yet another password.
Jan Vermeulen, thank